Welcome to Real Talk with Life After Grief, Chris, where we talk about relevant issues as it relates to individuals in grief as they navigate finances and the advisors who help them. We help clients in grief navigate financial matters. We also teach advisors how to emotionally and financially work with clients in grief through an unparalleled process. This week's podcast is sponsored by Life After Grief Financial Planning and Life After Grief Consulting.
Hello, and welcome back to another fabulous episode of Real Talk with Life After Grief, Chris. I'm going to put a disclaimer out there. You might hear some children's voices in the background. As you well know that I'm a family person, and sometimes I have to plug things in where they fit. And so there we have it. In this episode, we're going to be exploring brain fog and grief. And first, I want to explain what brain fog is. If you've never heard it, you may have experienced it and might not have a name for it. Simply, brain fog is the cloud that surrounds your brain that can cause changes in your memory, behavior, sleep, and body function. I'm going to give an example, a personal example, to further define this. This fog is the brain's way to kick the body into survival mode. It's what protects you, and it's your flight and or fight mode. The personal example that I'm going to use, and a very real example, and it's relating to my father's death. So as most listeners know, my mother passed away in August of 2008 and my father passed away in November. So very close together. And at the point my father passed away, life was a blur. I can't remember events. I was very depressed. I was mean. I was outside of my normal self, which is normally calm. And I was nasty to people around me. I didn't sleep very well. And I just had bouts of emotion that were coming, you know, almost at nauseam, and I couldn't control them. They were all natural emotions to what I went through. And I realize that now. I have the benefit of wisdom in looking back. I do recall there were a couple things that I did during that time frame to protect myself. And one was I continued to exercise. And the second one was I recall taking a trip to see my niece out in Houston at the time. I needed a timeout. And that was a timeout. I broke my normal routine of Thanksgiving. And that was around the time of Thanksgiving. And I really needed to just concentrate on myself and kind of gather myself and come to grips with everything that, you know, transpired in a short period of time. And in retrospect, this was a very good self-care technique. I've since learned that. And, you know, how did I deal with the rest of the death of my father, if I'm specifically focusing on that? And I didn't do a very good job dealing with his passing very well. Things are just piled up on me, and it was just beginning to be too much. I didn't have the tools to deal, you know, with this initial, actually this second bout with grief in a short period of time. And I was really just flying by the seat of my pants. I was drinking a lot. I was making some poor decisions. I was almost alienating people that I had no business alienating. And they were significant people that were very good people in my life. I was just dealing with too much, and I was acting out as if I were a little child. I have come to make amends with those folks that I have deeply affected, and, you know, out of anger, I have to say sorry to a lot of folks, and I've really, you know, had to dig in deep and, you know, figure this out in case the next time it happened. And I'm going to go through some tools and things of that nature to talk about that. Now, 15 years later, taking a leap forward, I have had a significant grief trigger recently, which brought back a lot of my life trauma. And it brought it back all at once. It was very, very significant. And brain fog definitely set in. However, let me tell you the power of self-care and the foundation that I have built. And I'm also going to plug in a tool that I've come to know. It's called the self-care wheel. And I was pleasantly surprised as I looked at the wheel that I had all of the tools to recover faster and in a much healthier way this go around. So here are some of the areas that the self-care wheel, and I'm going to give you a link to the wheel. I didn't invent it. I actually got it from a very good counselor. Number one, professional. I took some time away from work to deal with this grief trigger, and I'm talking about the one that happened recently. Again, I took time away from work. I needed to focus on me and make sure that I'm right and I could be the best version of myself showing up for my clients. Personal, I made a point to spend time with my friends. And also, this is a very important aspect that I learned. I let them know what was going on with me so they could help me through it, spend time with me. And that tremendously, you know, helped me to rebound quicker. Physical, I pushed myself physically in lieu of what I did before, and I dealt with the anxiety, you know, some 15 years ago with drinking too much. And this time I knew that I had a decision to make. I could revert back to my 15-year junior self, or I could do something that I've done, you know, since I was a kid is, you know, go and exercise. And when I say I push myself physically more than when I exercise now. So it was a substantial push. But I got to a point where my heart rate got up and it would kind of alleviate that anxiety. Much better way to deal with anxiety than, you know, to use pills and or alcohol. Psychological. I went to my journal and I wrote at length. I did that a lot. And I got some things out on paper to deal with the feelings and, again, some of the anxiety that I was dealing with. That was number four. Number five, emotional. I practice self-affirmations. I am loved. I will get through this. This is not going to be all-encompassing. And I practice those kind of on a regular basis. One of the things that I always say to myself is, you know, this is going to pass. I can always count and I give myself a time frame in which this will pass. And normally my time frames are good enough to where things will kind of work themselves out. And the last one, and I would argue that this is probably the most important one for me, is a spiritual aspect. I called and I met with my personal priest, and that helped me out greatly. I could channel into him and I could get some spiritual guidance. I also prayed a lot, and we spoke about that. And my priest said to me, "Well, what are you doing spiritually?" And I said, I'm praying a lot, and I'm, you know, going to church is a very, very good healing technique for myself. And it's where I can go. And it's weird to say this, but it's where I go and I just block out things and I don't think about anything except for myself. And there's sometimes that I don't even know what the homily or what's being said in church because I'm so focused on myself. Again, I didn't invent this tool. I got it from a great counselor, and I'm going to give you the link in the notes, but it is OlgaPhoenix.com. And Olga Phoenix is the gal, I believe, that invented this wheel. And it's O-L-G-A Phoenix, P-H-O-E-N-I-X.com. And taking this a step further, in terms of my clients, I expect them all to display brain fog at some point. And I have developed some very specific tools to help when brain fog sets in with my clients. I know that they're going to forget. I know that things are going to compound on them. But what do I do as a financial planner to embrace them when this happens? And again, there's some specific things that I do with my clients, and there's some specific technology that I involve, you know, when things happen. And as I have made the leap from simple resiliency to a super survivor, I'm glad to report that the significant grief trigger did not overtake my entire being as it has in the past. And, you know, you talk about brain fog, and I, you know, accompany that with the significant grief and the physical aspect that goes along with that. Increased heart rate, shortness of breath, you know, generally panicking. And, you know, you go into that fight or flight response. And I was able to recover faster than before. I was able to recover faster as a result of honing in on my self-care almost at the onset. I had to be reminded of that, However, after I was reminded, I quickly dug in to this wheel, and it's easy for me to go to this wheel now. And I have all the things that are available, you know, to me. And I've done most of the hard work. So it's now just a matter of me saying, okay, well, psychologically, you know, Christopher, what are you going to do? I'm going to go find my journal and I'm going to go write in my journal to get all these thoughts out. Very, very healthy way of dealing, you know, with things. And I'm going to leave you with another link that talks all about brain fog, what it is, and how to overcome it. And it is called The Balanced Wheel. And this website is a little bit more lengthy, and I'm going to link that into the notes, but you could probably find it online under Balanced Wheel. And I appreciate you for listening. I hope this was very helpful. And if you like this episode, please feel free to pass this on to any friends, family members, or colleagues. Please also remember to support the show. Without you, the show does not go on. And I appreciate all of those folks that have made a monetary contribution to helping run the show. See you in the next episode. Cheers and be well.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you are a client and are looking to work directly with Chris and or our firm, head on over to Life After Grief FP. That is Life After Grief FP. The FP is for financial planning. If you are an advisor looking to emotionally and financially work with your client in grief, or if you are a client looking to get your advisor's head in the game, head on over to lifeaftergriefconsulting.com. That is lifeaftergriefconsulting.com. Any related information referenced in this week's podcast will be located here in the podcast section.